This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Nimish Mehta has been a pediatric emergency medicine doctor at Women and Children's Hospital in Charleston for more than 16 years. Carol Lofton talked with Mehta about what it's like to work in the ER, what items he wouldn't have in his own home after seeing children come into the hospital with injuries, and how he's seen the opioid epidemic impact the pediatric population.
Why did you decide to work with children?
Well, being short, I'm bigger than they are, and that's the only field in medicine where you can say that. But I can't remember doing anything or wanting to do anything else. It's all I ever wanted to do, interestingly enough.
How is being an ER doctor at a women and children's hospital different or similar than a facility focusing mostly on adults?
Well, children are a special population. They you have to approach them differently. You need to try to make friends with them, and sometimes that's not always possible, but we do our best. But the nice thing about treating children is they want to try to get well. So they're fun to play with, they're fun to treat, and if you give them a chance, they'll get better.
What are some of the most common injuries or diseases that you see?
We do a heavy business in fever. You know, people are getting sick all the time these days. The winter time is usually the worst. You see a lot of flu and respiratory illnesses. But I think that now we see a lot of fever. I think it's super busy, and I think a lot of pediatric practices get overwhelmed. The one thing I would tell parents is that fever is a healthy response, and it's not always something to get panicked about, but something you probably talk to your pediatrician, and they could even see them the next day potentially. But we do see a lot of those, as well as your regular injuries, lacerations, broken bones, and that kind of thing.
If you have children, is there anything that you wouldn't have in your own home based on your experiences with working with kids with injuries?
I wouldn't have a loaded weapon in the house, and if it was, I would have it locked up or secured where it was completely inaccessible. I think your medicines should be, you know, someplace just out of reach. And kids are pretty inventive, so even sometimes out of reach isn't good enough. They really should be probably secured if there's anything that has any risk at all, and a lot of medicines do. And detergent pods, they look delicious, and they're pretty harmful. So
detergent pods, like the Tide?
The Tide or the dish detergent, that is, yeah.
We are in the midst of an opioid epidemic, and that has trickled over into every facet of life, including family life. Have you seen the IV drug epidemic bleed over into the pediatric population or affect the pediatric population?
Well, I think the biggest effect would maybe be, you know, that I worry about the welfare of the children in some of these households. It just, you just wonder who's taking care of them, and, you know, what are they being exposed to on a daily basis? You know, how is it going to affect them going forward as to how they see things or what kind of support systems they have? And, you know, what happens if something bad happens to their parents? I think that's a constant worry of mine. Beyond that, I think that there's always drug exposure to consider, because there, you know, it's often not just one drug but multiple drugs that, you know, that people can get into. And so some of these things can like specifically a methamphetamine, you know, those things, if the children can get exposed to those ingredients or chemicals, those can be harmful.
Have things changed over the last 16 years? I mean, either looking at the type of disease that is coming in, I mean, insurance, we're kind of in the midst of a big change in terms of, like, you know, people coming in with insurance or without insurance, or, you know, what has evolved, if anything, over the last few years?
I would say that I've been really happy with the number of people I'm seeing these days who are insured. It's a big difference from what I was dealing with, you know, 10 years ago when I would try to treat a person and they would say, well, I don't have insurance. And this goes more towards adults. I mean, children have been relatively well covered. And I think CHIPS has done a great job in keeping those children covered. But to see a person and not be able to treat them or get them what they need because they can't afford it is a tragedy. And I would also say that it seems to be busier now. I think people are just sick a lot, and I think they have trouble getting to see their doctors, and so we see a lot of them. It used to be we would have these, you know, lulls where we just kind of sit around and kind of wait for the next patient, but that doesn't happen anymore. You know, over the last probably 5-7 years, we're busy pretty much from the moment you get in there. You're treating people all day, which is fine. That's what we're there for. I would also say that one of the nicest things that's happened is with our strong immunization rate in West Virginia, our rates of serious bacterial illness have gone down quite significantly. And so if I could make one plug, I would say immunize your children. But I think that's been a big a big improvement in the landscape as far as what we're seeing day to day.
That was pediatric emergency medicine Dr. Nimish Mehta speaking with Appalachia Health News reporter Kara Lofton. Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Bennett M. Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, Marshall University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Teresa Wills.